Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Brochas Daf and Malif in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi in the middle of Halacha Hey. Says the Gemara in the beginning of the Amud, Lo Yeshiv Adam Al-Gabei Safsol She'Sefer Torah Nasun Olav. Person should not sit on a bench that has Sefer Torah on the bench. Ma'aseh by Belezo, the story of the Belezo, Shah Yeshiv Al-Gabei Safsol She'Sefer Torah Nasun Olav. He sat by mistake on a bench that had a Sefer Torah on it. V'Yertia Milfonov Kemertia Milfnei Anochash. He jumped in front of him when he realized what he was doing, as if he saw a snake. If the Sefer Torah is not sitting directly on the bench, but is standing on something higher, so then it's okay. How much? It doesn't have to be a tefach, even unless that any separation from the bench is good enough. A box full of svarim, or has in it the bones of a mace, which is Tameh, a person can ride his donkey and put it hanging on the side, and that's fine. That's not a bizoyim. Tfilin, toilois, merishus amito. A person can hang tfilin from the bed. He can do it only at the top of the bed, not the leg of the bed. It needs to be in a bunker, which is not bizoyim. Shmur, avor, abalazo, b'shem, charino, Rebbe had toilets at tefillin mirashus amito. Rebbe, that's what Rebbe did. He hanged the tefillin from the top of the bed. Rav Chizkiah b'shem Rav Ohu b'levad de lo yavid kadin diaklero. Should not do like the diaklero. Before I should bring different explanations. Either we're saying pshat is we're talking about a basket, we're talking about some salesperson that they hang things without knowing how they hang it. You don't know exactly how it's holding. It has to be very careful when he hangs it. That tefillin itself will be on top, and the ritzuis to come out, that should be in the bottom. Sigma Tanu Rav Chalavta ben Sholo, Uitish b'tfilos, a person who sneezes in his davening, simon ron loy, it's a bad simon. Sigma Ado dat omer milamato, meaning he's making a sneezing sound from the bottom. Avol milamato loy, if he's actually sneezing from his mouth and nose, so that's not a problem, and the Ma'arel Pulda adds over here, that's even a simon yafiloy. Says the Gemara, Asio de Marv Chanino, Ani Reisis, Rebbe Chanino said, I saw Rebbe Mefaik, that he yawned, Umisatesh, sneezed, Finoisin Yodavol Pi, he put his hand on his mouth. Avaloi Roikek, he did not spit. Rechon Omar, Filo Roikek, he can even speak, Dishikoisanoke, his cup in his mouth should be clean. Lafon of Asu Lachor Motu, he could spit only to his back, but not to his front of him. Limino Yosur, to his right is also a swell of Motu, because the right is more chosher than the left. Hadodichti, that's what it says in the pasuk. He pulled mitzitcho elef uruvava miimincho. I mean, there's more in the right than the left. Kol amam loydi. Everybody agrees. Behin derokok itztolin du osur. That if he spits in his clothing, that's osur. Some have the gears of the opposite. If he spits in the clothing, that's what they used to do those days, and then it's mutter. Habeshur ben Levi amar roikik beisakneses keroikik bevavas enoy. Someone who spits in the shul as if he's spitting in the black of his eye, which is considered to be a very big bizoyin. If you're in a rokok v'shayef, you're in a spit, and then he stepped in it, he smoothed it with his shoe. If you remember, Shmuel b'chavta b'shem avad b'churo, ha-mispalel al yirik at shehalech arba'am. This person daven, he should not spit until he walks 4 amos. The reason is, because the Gemara Megillah tells us, because he still has his mouth mumbling, davening for 4 amos. The same thing, someone who spit, should not daven until he walks 4 amos, so he will separate himself from the saliva. The person davened, he should not go urinate until he waits 4 amos. Exactly the opposite too. The person who urinates, he should not daven until he walks 4 amos. He should not daven until he walks 4 amos. Doesn't actually have to walk 4 amos away. Even if he just waited for the time it takes to walk 4 amos, that's good enough. If you say he needs to walk 4 amos away from urine, he should be also. The Vilna Gaon adds over here, afil tamani also. What does that help him to walk 4 amos? Even if he walks 4 amos, maybe as the Gemara says, maybe someone else urinated there. Elamai had to say, because it dried out. So you see, once it dried, there's no issue. Rav Abba b'shem Rav Tsoyo achetiyovish ke'etzem. For Tsoyo, for extra, we need to wait for it to dry like a bone. Mayim kozman shematpichim. urine is as long as it's still moist enough to make something else moist. Yivo argues and says water, as long as there is some leftover, some residue that you could see that there was meraglin there, it's aser. So still you have to a zecher to it, it's still aser. Says the Gemara from Alpha and Base. Shmuel Omar Achi Kremu Fonil. Meaning, even if it's not as dry, only that the surface is hard, that's already good enough. Shimon bar Avoh Mishim Rabbi Yochanan Achi Kremu Fonil, he said the same thing. Ravim Yerav Zer Mishim Rav, and name of Rav, Tsoya Filo Suya Ketzem Asuro, that he was machir the most. That even as a bone, meaning it's completely dry, it's still also. Shmuel Omar Achi Kremu Fonil, Shimon bin Voh Omar Mishim Rabbi Yochanan Achi Kremu Fonil. This seems to be a repetition of what the Gemara said before, and the Vilna Gaon really erases this sentence. Now, the Hemshech of the Gemara, there's a few pshatim in the Mefarshim, we'll stick with the Charedim. Omar Chizkiyah of Abba Machmir Mimayim Yoisim Natsoya. Chizkiyah was surprised that he's there of Abba is Machmir more in water, because he said water, but as long as they're matpichim, as long as they're moist, they're Oyser. And Soya, the moon becomes dry, it's fine. So Ramana was focused on the miraglaim. He felt he was bothered. Why miraglaim is also as long that it's batpich and that's moist. He says, look at gniva. Gniva is even more machmir. Gniva said that even if you shimun nikar, as long as you have some kind of a residue, it's still usr. So gniva is machmir much more. So why? What are you so surprised that you have abo that requires matpichim to be usr? Says the Gemara. It tells him, no, you don't understand. What's bothering me is not the miraglaim. Is that soyo? That he said that a dried soya is not a problem. Omalei, afilu asuya ke'etzim asuya. You want to say that it's dry like a bone, it's fine, it should be asur. Peshim ha'mosha kayo. Because it's l'maitse, you see the ma'moshos of the soya. Mayim ain't ma'mosha kayam. But water, there's no ma'mosha, he's still oisa. That's what's bothering me. I'm not bothered by the fact that he says the meirik lime, if it's matpichim, if it's moist, it's asur. I can hear that. But how can it be that he's so machmir and miraglaim, which is you don't have the actual mamushas, actual water here, and he's machmir there, but soya, when you actually have the mamushas of the isser, and it's there, you say once it's dry, it's fine, what's shot in this discrepancy? Meaning it seems to come to argue that this doesn't make sense to say it this way. And he wants to be machmir, that soya should be isser, even if it's dry. And with this we end Yerushalmi Brochus Daf Mem Aleph.